Oh, yeah, mostly had, you know, different things to do every day.
Do people ever do all their washing on one day?
Or? Oh, yeah, use your time. And sometimes, like, you know, people got a big family. Well, sometimes they do wash most of the things today and put the other in soak until tomorrow. Let that soak overnight. Then in the morning, I get up then and I get those out.
Did you usually do the washing and ironing on the same day?
Unless it was something I washed that I really wanted to use that day. Then I would do that. And then during the wet time, in the summertime, spring, when it was wake time, we didn't wash till Friday evening. And sometimes till Saturday, wait till Saturday 12 o'clock and then wash that evening. Mop and do it around.
Did most houses back then have front porches too?
Well, most of them did. Most of it is just a few you would find didn't have, you know, no coach. I guess that's really nice. From yeah, I got that when this building this house. You want a porch? Yes, sir. I want a porch. I said, I want a porch too.
Not one of these little.
Now, I see most of the houses they're building now, they don't put no coach. But they just, well, I guess that's for people that love to stay in the house, because I don't. If I can, I'd love to be outside.
Yes, back then, did people have any other words they called the porch?
Gallery. Mm-hmm. They called it the gallery.
Do you still hear that very much anymore?
No, you don't. No, you don't. Now, if you speak of a gallery now, that's some maybe big places built for high-up leaders or people, you know, like they're on the gallery, you know. But they used to call it, this porch like this, they used to call it the gap.
Yes, mm-hmm. How's the quilt come around?
Quilt doing all right, I'm through now.
Oh, you through? Mm-hmm. For the whole thing?
I'm just sitting here, you know, talking and looking. See, I done got through with that.
Mm-hmm. You do anything with this part around here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the hem net. See, that's mm-hmm. when I take it down, I'm going to turn it over like that. Cut them browsers off, then I turn it over like that and see how I hear me.
Well, say if somebody came into your living room and they left the door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you ask them to do?
Shut the door. Mm-hmm. Shut that screen door. Because I always keep a screen there. And now my screen door usually stay open until 11 or 12 o'clock at night now, but I always have it hooked.
Yes,
and since it's been being so hot, man, in them houses, you talking about hot? And then I don't have an air conditioner. I had said once I wanted to get me a little small air conditioner. I don't want no big one.
Yes,
but I hadn't got it. But
I really would want,
well, see what I would want, I would sit it in one room and just turn it on and let it blow, shut the door and let it blow, you know, cool the house out.
Right.
I wouldn't want a, you know, a big one. I just want just one just to cool the house out because I don't sit on them no way.
It's mighty nice out here now.
Well, this what I always use. But now the girl, when she comes from school, she'll go in there and turn the fan on. And I'll be right at you until 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
I imagine this is the coolest it's been in a while,
huh? It is. It is. It really is. Because, man, it's been hot beneath the roof. And I think if I had had this porch screened in, I would have stayed out here on the porch all night.
Really?
If I had had it screened in.
When you're sitting out here on the porch, do you ever have the insects ever bother you?
Yes, Lord, mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
At night, you know.
Yes, sir.
Mosquitoes. Boy, if you're sleeping, they sure wake you up.